Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch Your Crappins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and also find me on the Game Brain podcast. And joining me today is my favorite, the one and only, Mr. Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hi, Ben.
Hi. How are you today?
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm feeling very Olivia from Real Housewives of New Jersey today. I should have shown up here in red lipstick and one glove, one Madonna glove.
Yeah, you really should have. You really missed an opportunity. Today is Crappins on Demand, so you really missed an opportunity because we're on camera today. So if you just want to watch our faces, you can go to Crappins on Demand on Patreon, patreon.com/watchforcrappins. And also, we got the New York premiere is coming up in a few weeks. We're doing that live, so come buy tickets for that. The whole community is going to come together for it. It's going to be so much fun. It's onlocationlive.com/watchforcrappins. The link's on our website. It's also on our Instagram. It's just everywhere. It's really easy. Just Google. So come to that. We always have so much fun with our live shows. So
what if my muscles were this big?
Yeah, that's hot. Man, I would love to have
making my arms look like muscles.
Big Frankie Catania muscles. That would be a
dream. Yeah, me too. We could be like, hey, mom, you know what? That ain't medical, ma. All right? That's not a woman thing. It's a medical thing, ma. All right?
Ma, it's a health thing.
Why don't you tell me, ma?
I'm more mad you didn't tell me, ma. Huh? I'm going to go
move
to
David's house. Maybe. Maybe if I had arms that big, I wouldn't be so upset. I had to shop in a big and tall store. Okay. I have to tell. Okay. So everybody, I know I just made waffles for everybody this weekend and I'm already complaining about my weight again. Okay. I see the hypocrisy in that. I see it. So before I go any further, I see it. But guys, I've gotten so fat that I can't even fit into Old Navy, I found out today. Why? Because I went to Old Navy. Okay. So then, Ben, I'm searching online, Austin, big and tall shops, right? Because I'm like, well, I guess here we go. You know, like, let's just pretend I'm waiting to play the mom in Hairspray. You know, like, that's what I tell myself. Like, maybe, you know, like, maybe I'm preparing for a role. Okay. Guess what? Couldn't fit into Old Navy. Big and tall is listed JCPenney. So I thought, what am I? Am I buying a dishwasher? Fine. I'll find the JCPenney or whatever. So I look up. They have a coupon. Super excited. I'm like, Ronnie, don't be down on yourself. You had fun eating. You can't cry about the gaining. Because I really have had a great time gaining this weight. It's been great. So I go on to get my coupon for JCPenney. Look at this coupon and look at the coupon word that you have to use to get your big and tall clothes. Piggy.
Piggy. No.
P-I-G-G-Y. That is the word that JCPenney makes you use to get your fat clothes. So JCPenney, go fuck yourself. I'm not buying your terrible fat people Dockers, okay?
Is that serious? Piggy? If you're gonna, over the big and tall
look,
coupon.
Look, I'm showing the coupon.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. On my end, it's where I'm having, I guess, maybe some internet issues, so it's sort of pixelated. But, wow. Piggy. Wow, that is so terrible. And the only way that JCPenney could ever make it up to us is if they became a sponsor of Watch Your Crappins. Thanks, JCPenney.
No, I won't even take it. I will not take it, JCPenney. No, keep your goddamn money. No, I might eat it.
Fuckers. All that money that they've earned from fat shaming promotions. Piggy, that's crazy. Yeah. I cannot
believe
that.
Fucked up?
Piggy?
But isn't it also amazing? I started cracking up. I was like, you know, some fucker who probably just lost 15 pounds came up with that coupon. Because, you know, you lose 15 pounds, then everyone else in the world is obese to you, you know? And I'm like, this fucker has probably lost like 2 pounds and is now calling the fat people Piggy on the JCPenney coupon. Go fuck yourself, JCPenney, and go fuck yourself, JCPenney coupon writer.
Yeah, I am actually astounded. Like, I am actually astounded that JCPenney has Piggy as their promotional code for their big and tall clothing. Like, that is...
Gotta hand it to them, though. That is pretty fucking funny. I did laugh.
This could be the biggest scandal since they found shrimp tails in Cinnamon Toast Crunch last month.
Oh, you see, this is why I need to go to therapy, because I'm really out of control, like, with addiction. I mean, that story came out, I immediately ordered Cinnamon Toast Crunch. What? Immediately. A huge box of it, and I ate the whole box in, like, 2 days. It was delicious. It's like, you could tell me there's rat poop in it, but as long as you say Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I'm ordering it, because it's in my head now. I'm sick. I'm sick. I have an issue.
Well, you know,
I don't believe that fucking guy anyway. Didn't he turn out to be an abuser and a horrible person? I don't believe him with his fake shrimp and his Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Fuck that guy, too. Well, I'm at it.
You mean Topanga's husband? He is married to Topanga.
Is that who it was?
Yeah, he's married to Topanga.
Who Topanga?
Topanga from Boy Meets World. That show that was...
I didn't watch that. I thought it was stupid.
No, neither did I. I just know that there's a girl named Topanga on it. So there's that.
Well, fuck you too, Topanga.
Danielle Fishel.
Okay, that's how I'm feeling today, everybody.
Fuck Topanga. Fuck the Shrimp Tails. Fuck JCPenney. fuck Weevils. I found Weevils in my flour the other night, and that wasn't fun. Have you ever had Weevils in your flour?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Well, I had Weevils in my flour. It was not nice.
Well, speaking of Weevils and flour, let's see what Teresa's doing this week on Real Housewives of New Jersey.
That's a great idea. All right. So the real Weevils of New Jersey. So we open up with shots of what's going on around town. We see Jackie with her kids. She's telling them that she's going on a yacht, and they're she's just telling them that, which is fine. Is this when they were like,
and Hudson's like, don't wear that dress, there's naked people on it. She's like, oh my god, it does have naked people on it. Everyone wanted to wear that pattern. Is that like the New Jersey boat pattern that you wear on a boat? It's like draw, you know, those old school drawing, like Victorian drawings on your dress, because Teresa wore that.
Yeah. Wait, and someone else.
No, Teresa didn't wear that.
Someone wore it.
Jackie wore that. And someone
I noticed
else
I was like
it.
Someone wore the dress that Jackie's kid said no to. I have it in my notes. When it happens, I'll be like, guys, listen, I figured out who it was, because I'm too lazy to like go access my
everyone's like dying to know.
Yeah. Don't worry, everyone. We will have the answer coming up. I wrote it down.
It's
later
coming.
On. You don't have to tweet at us. So then we see Margaret, and she's with Joe, and she's like, Joe, okay, I want to show you this outfit. Do you think this is very yachty? And he goes, yeah, it looks good. Joe, why are you eating a bowl of cannoli? Okay. And he goes, when was the last time you made breakfast for me? Never. And then he just laughs for 5 minutes. He's just like so proud
and
of his
she does too.
Joke.
I like that they just crack each other up. And she's like, but you know what, Jeff, my co-author, what's her face? It's Emily. Not Emily. That's what I wrote down. Is it Emily?
It's
all right,
Emily.
My co-author,
yeah.
Emily, she wants to do this yacht, you know, and I think it's a good idea. And he goes, who's better than you, Marge? And she goes, Emily, obviously. She's got a yacht. That's what's for you, yacht Joan. Joan is on a ghost yacht right now, cracking up at that.
Oh, you know. Oh, speaking of yachts, by the way, in our Below Deck Sailing recap, this week we referred to the trophy wife. We called her Amanda the entire episode, but as Below Deck's very own Hannah Ferrier informed us, her name was Jessica, and I guess she was on Below Deck Med, and she was like, "Don't you remember her from Below Deck Med?" And I was like, honestly, like.
Nope.
After like a few months, they just, it's like they're all just Johnny Damon's wife. Like every single one of them. I'm like, I just remember Johnny Damon's wife when she came on every single charter.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care.
So sorry. Sorry,
love you, Hannah. But who, yeah, I don't care. Love you though, Hannah. So they're going on a yacht, and then we go over to what's her buns, Dolores's house. Oh yeah, Marge is nervous because, you know, Melissa's not gonna be there, so she's not gonna have someone to stick up for her if Jen goes crazy on her. Because you know what, I'm reading a very sensitive chapter today on the boat, Joe. You know, I don't want to take it from Miss Paramus Mall, okay? Mall House, okay? I don't need Miss Hot Dog on a stick in my living room telling me what my life is. All right, Joe.
Since when does Marge need Melissa to stand up for her? Like, Margaret is just, like, very self-sustaining. Like, Melissa standing up for someone. Melissa's not a, like, her ally. This is what Melissa does as an ally. Are you serious right now? Don't talk to her like that. And that's basically all you get out of her.
Yeah, or she'll throw the cheese that you were just eating so that you can no longer eat it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep your fights away from the food that I'm currently snacking on.
Yeah, or she'll throw a fork on the floor. She did. Remember last season? There was like a knife, like a butter knife, like in a napkin that she sort of like She did something. Yes. No, no, no. Oh, no. And that was, like, she that got was towards her. That was towards her. That was Jennifer.
Oh, right, right, right. Jennifer threw the thing. Like, the roll-up. Threw a knife at my face.
So then we're
at Dolores's, yeah.
Yeah, we're at Dolores's. So Frankie, the most doting son in the history of Bravo, he's like, hey, Mom, you want a coffee? I'm going to make coffee. She's like, Frankie, I'm looking for an outfit because I'm going on a yacht, okay? And someday you're going to have a yacht, and I'll be on your yacht. How about that, Frankie? Sounds good, Mom. Sounds real good, Mom.
He's like, you know what I'm doing, Mom? I'm studying right now, all right? That's what I'm doing. She's like, oh, Frankie, with the studying, you know what? All you do is study. You need to stop. You're studying so much. Give your brain a break. It's like such...
That's such Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I've never heard a parent say that.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's like, no, you know what? I like it. You know, so I'll have my GMAT. I like the studying. It's really fun for me. All right, Frank. You know what, Frank? Let me tell you something, okay? I'm going to get a mammogram. Oh, yeah. You know, I think you should have some initials on your towel. No. Not a monogram. A mammogram.
A mammogram.
Is that in your studies?
But you've already got a ma. Is that like a monogram all combined? Huh? All right. Listen, Mr. Brain Trust. Okay.
Is that like a graham cracker with a like mom's graham crackers? Yeah, I'll have them. I like s'mores. I mean, I'm at some
Is that
season.
When somebody sends you like a singing mammogram? It's like someone's mom singing happy birthday to you. What are you doing? You need a new job, ma?
Ma, does that mean you're going to come sing Amy Grant to me again? It's so weird when you do that. You know what, Frank? First of all, you always said you loved every heartbeat, okay? Yeah, it's true. I love that song.
Is it an Instagram for only moms?
That is, by the way, the most Dolores Amy Grant song. Because if you really listen to the lyrics, it's like, every heartbeat, there's your name.
Yeah.
That's it. Blub, blub. Blub, blub. Loud and clear, I stake my claim, Frank. This red hot.
So she's like, you know, I didn't even want to talk to you about it, Frank, because you know what? It's a girl thing. Okay. But the moral is you got to take care of yourself. He's like, the moral is to me, Ma, that you didn't even tell me. And I got to find out in crossing like this. All right. Like how we're crossing in your closet. All right. I don't need to find out about it like that. All right. This ain't a girl thing. This is a health thing. And she's like, you know what? I had to think of what my mom said. Roll back the tape, please. Ma. I gotta get my breast felt. There might be something in there.
Cookies?
Is it cookie?
No, ma.
I liked
my cookies.
I liked the actual quote that she said was, "But then I remembered what my mother told me after my tummy tuck." I love that. That's like never forget what my mother said after that tummy tuck. It's like the pivotal moment in her life, the tummy tuck.
I know what my mother would say after my tummy tuck. Thank God. I've been telling you to do this since kindergarten. What took you so fucking long to listen to me?
Cookies. So now we go to Teresa's in Gia's room. Gia is, by the way, I feel like we haven't even talked about the fact, and this has been going on for several weeks, that Gia is like breaking the internet right now. Her song from season 3, like waking up in the morning, that song is like all
thinking
over
a lot of things.
Everyone's doing videos about that, and it all started because of Will Smith of all people. So good for you, Gia. And
yeah, good for you. But then Gia did like the worst version of it, where she's just like laughing and smiling and doing a good dance. And I was like, no, I need like a true sad reenactment of this, or an update. Yeah. You know.
So,
but yeah, she broke it. But right now, she's just in that teenage mode that basically every teenager on this show is in, and probably in real life as well, where it's just like, this is the sound of Gia mentally.
Hey, Gia, what are you doing? Hey, Gia, you hungry for breakfast?
And Teresa's like, yes, so Marge got a book deal, and she's doing it with my ghostwriter, Emily. I'm like, please don't make this a turf war about Emily. Like, I just sort of had that sense that she was like, there's my ghostwriter first, as if Teresa had stakes on Emily. But luckily, it didn't really go there, at least not yet. I guarantee the first fight, she's going to be like, and then you take my ghostwriter? My ghostwriter? I'm just telling you right now, that's our prediction.
At least she's admitting it now.
You know what? For a long time, I thought I was the only one who could see her. You know, Marge is special.
So then Joe Giudice sends a voice text to Gia, which goes, hi, Gia. I love you. which is almost as good. Almost as good for.
I love you.
You have received a phone call from Zhao.
Zhao.
I miss those days.
And G is like, this is so weird. Like, I type my text. Why can't you just type his text? It's like, who that? I mean, oh my God, you got a picture of a girl today on his phone? Who that? I mean, was that his girlfriend or something? He's like, no, but I did meet his girlfriend. He introduced me on FaceTime. He was like, hey, do you want to meet this girl? You know, like he was actually shitting his pants, Mom.
By the way, I got distracted. I'm sorry for something that's like, I feel like really, this is actually makes sense with a Real Housewives of New Jersey recap. There's an emergency alert here in Los Angeles that there's a natural gas leak. And I was like, that's perfect for talking about Real Housewives of New Jersey. Beware.
Oh my God.
Avoid Downey. I mean, don't go to Downey.
Yeah, who does? Aren't there always gas leaks in Downey? Downey like, just sounds like generally dangerous.
Literally, for like it weeks. Sounds like it's like a place like, come for Sizzler, stay for the gas leaks, you know? I'm sorry I got distracted. It was an emergency alert.
I'm so sick of those emergency alerts. I finally figured out how to turn it off because I turned my Apple Watch on because I was like, oh, maybe I'm going to try and get some activity rings, which was like literally the biggest joke I've told myself all year. It didn't happen. But I plugged it in and it was sitting on my nightstand and it's 6:30 in the morning the other day. Because it just starts buzzing off the nightstand, you know, going crazy. And I woke up and I'm freaking out and I pick up the thing and it's an emergency alert. It's an Amber Alert. You know, I've never been mad at a kidnap victim until that day. I was like, fuck off, Tiffany. My God, seriously? 6:30 in the morning?
What child gets abducted so early? What is that child doing out of the house?
Yeah, seriously. I'm furious with you. Good luck to you, but I'm still furious. I hope I get a notification that you've been found during working hours. Okay.
Jeez. Also, that kidnapper, like, really, get onto a better schedule, please.
My God. It's just like Apple, they need to rethink that whole thing because it really makes you resent the victims. Like, this poor girl, you know, and no one's like putting good energy in the world. Like, hey, I hope I can find Tiffany. Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe it's reverse psychology because now it's like, I do want to find Tiffany just so I can say, listen here, you little brat. Okay. I got woken up at 6:30 in the morning because of you. Okay. We're going home to your mother and I'm going to have a word with her.
I'm always impressed and I applaud it, but I'm always impressed that like people can see like a photo of like wanted or missing, whatever. They can see a photo or they can look in the back of a milk carton if that's something that still happens, and then they can like see someone out in the wild and be like, oh, that's that person. Like, I see a person that's like, it's like missing, this child is missing. I literally would then like turn around and the child would be right there and I'd be like, wow, did you see this? This child is missing. Anyway, have a great day.
I know. You never see the people that actually need it, but then the people that don't need it at all, you see everywhere. Like, is that Sandra Bullock? You guys, I think that's Sandra Bullock over there.
It's like the time I thought I saw Michelle Pfeiffer my very first day I moved to Los Angeles. I was so like, the first day I moved here, I was like, there's celebrities everywhere, that I convinced myself that I saw Michelle Pfeiffer driving a Nissan down La Cienega while I was eating at Johnny Rockets. And then later I was like, "That no, Michelle Pfeiffer's not driving a Nissan and she's not going anywhere near the Beverly Center."
Okay, so Teresa starts giving Joe shit about his girlfriend and she's like, come on. Gia's like, come on. I mean, you're both dating. Why are you guys giving each other shit? And she's like, all right.
I was dating. All right. I just didn't talk about it because I'm not ready to it. But I guess some people got loose lips.
I'm like, yeah. Like, maybe someone who goes to someone's birthday party and tells everyone there that that person might be having an affair. Yeah, I guess some people do have loose lips.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like,
yeah, you know, I just wanted the people to find out when I'm, like, ready for them to find out, you know?
I'm like, that's nice that you are, like, basically asking for grace of, like, you know, your own time and space for doing these things. But again, I will cite the first half of the season when you basically went out to destroy Jackie's marriage just for the fun of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we go over to Jen's house and she's with Olivia and she's like, what are you doing, baby? And she's like, homework, baby. And she goes, why don't I believe you, Olivia, baby? And then Olivia just takes a, she like squints her eyes and then takes a really long suck off her ring pop, like,
tricked her again, baby. Baby.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
St. Jude's mission is clear. Finding cures, saving children. They're asking you to help continue that mission by becoming a St. Jude Partner in Hope today. You'll help fight childhood cancer and receive the brand new We Won't Stop t-shirt with your $19 monthly donation. Visit stjude.org/won't stop now to donate today. Thank you for supporting St. Jude Kids.
I also like Olivia. Did you notice Olivia's bed? First of all, for such like this over-the-top, big, tacky house, her bed itself is like very humble. It's just like one of those, it's like a white bed, like with like metal, like the headboard is like metal poles, you know? And then like the quilt, it, like it has this like sort of like, it almost feels like this old world quilt, a very simple quilt. I'm like, why is Olivia's room like from a totally different, you know, like country? What's going on here?
We saved the Z gallery for the rooms that people can see back.
Little girls who don't take breaks during school get good bedrooms, baby. So then she goes in.
But guess what, Olivia? Mommy's going on a yacht today. And she's like, guess what, lady? Don't care.
Olivia was really just like on top of her game this episode. So then Jen goes, wanders over to Gabby's room, and she's like, what are you doing, baby? She's like, aren't you supposed to be at school, too? She's like, I'm on a break also. She's like, oh, okay. How come it, so how you doing, baby? And she's like, good. How come whenever you ask a kid how they're doing, all they say is good? Am I right, baby?
The Turkish Seinfeld, ladies and gentlemen.
That was my version of Gentle. Who's Kramer?
Just Bill. Jen.
Oh, Jen's just all the characters.
Yeah. Oh, so she's like,
yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about the fight you witnessed the other day. I don't like seeing you upset.
And she's like, yeah, well, I mean, I've heard him screaming, but I've never heard him screaming like that.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, baby. Sorry, more Seinfeld.
So she's just talking. She starts talking to Gabby. This was actually, I thought, a surprisingly good Jen scene. I thought she was being a good mom here. And she's talking to Gabby about like everything that Nana has gone through and how it was an arranged marriage and how she was basically ripped from her life and she was miserable because of it. And she's also now kind of embarrassed because they're living separately and maybe, you know, her mom is jealous of her because she's in a happy relationship, which of course Jennifer would say that. I think in any situation, Jennifer would be like, and another thing about mom, she's just jealous of me.
What, are you jealous of something, mom?
Yeah, she had a Instagram thing because it was her birthday, baby, and so she was going on a trip and apparently someone was really rude to her, and Bill from, was it Delta? No, that was someone else mad at Delta. The airlines are getting a lot of mean tweets from celebrities, okay? From American Airlines. She's like,
hey, somebody, I just wanted to tell you, Betsy and Thelma from American Airlines, thanks a lot for ruining my birthday and being mean to my wonderful husband, you jealous bitches.
What's so wrong with a passenger asking if you could just have a simple pizza bagel on the board, huh?
So Gabby's like, well, listen, I get it. I would have hatred for my husband too, baby.
I think she just wants to get her anger out. She's like, yeah, and she feels embarrassing. She's, you know, see, what do people think with her saying, him saying here and her saying there in a little house not by a mall, baby?
She lives in a house where they don't got foxes in the driveway. That's what I gotta say, baby. She's jealous.
I'm like obsessed with that fox in the driveway that she saw. I don't know why I keep referencing it every week, but I just love that she came onto an episode and says, guess what, baby? I saw a fox in the driveway.
So then we go to the yacht. Marge and Lexi are coming, and the yacht is called Frivolous. And it's basically, it looks like the inside of a mobile home. This is like the least fabulous yacht I think we've ever seen. No offense, Ghost Rider Emily. Don't get mad, okay?
It's like It almost feels like Below Deck if like one of the stews was an actual yacht. Like this is the yacht that would be like downstairs. Yes. Coming up to serve.
It's all the stew quarters. Yes. Or like something my meemaw would own, you know, because she drove us around in that mobile home when we were kids on vacation. And it looked just like that. It's like Below Deck meemaw.
You know what boats I loved? Wasn't there an episode of Top Chef where they had to go on to like a lake boat? It's like big, wide, like it's like a houseboat thing and they lost power. God, I love those. I like a big, wide boat. Or maybe that was just from House Hunters when we recapped it. I think, I don't know. So they're on this, the frivolous yacht, and Emily's there. So Marge and Lexi arrive, and like, oh my God, like this is just gorgeous. Look at this beautiful yacht. Like it's so spacious. Look, both my elbows touch each wall. This is just gorgeous, okay? And so then Emily's like, okay, what does everyone want for drink? Okay, who wants something to drink? And Lexi's like, you know what? I think a glass of white wine would be perfect. I was like, God, that Lexi accent gets me every time.
I know. So then Jackie comes and Marge's like, oh my God, you're efficient and orange. And we meet First Mate Parker, who's like the hottish young guy, and Captain Fred. Mm-hmm. And Jackie's like, First Mate Parker, we have a very lovely lady named Teresa coming on. And they're like, ha ha ha, we're going to hook up Teresa. And she tells us, you know, it's been out that Tree likes hot young guys. I just wanted to be happy. Because if Teresa's happy, maybe she'll stop being a horrid human being.
Maybe she'll stop being the worst person I've ever met in my entire life.
So then Teresa comes on board, and I wrote, is she wearing the dress that Jackie almost wore? So it was Teresa herself. Wow. Imagine if they had shown up in the same dress. The entire fight would have been reignited.
Yeah, two of them are wearing that. Teresa's wearing it and Dolores wears it on this. That's why I'm asking. Is that just like a popular print? It's like, yeah. So she comes and she's like, I'll have some tequila and pineapple on the rocks, all right? Hmm. And Jackie looks super awkward. But she's like, I'm just so mad. Like, I can't believe I haven't been out here yet, Emily's. And she's like, you know what? I'm not going to have this conversation with you because I've invited you 10 times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Emily's like, don't start with me, bitch. I invited you. Okay. So then Dolores shows up. She's like, I hear my girls.
Ah, you look like Sophia Lorenzimos. Yeah.
And Melissa's sick. And they're like, ah. And then, let's see here. They're basically like flirting with Parker and
no one's
stuff.
Concerned. No one's like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Melissa is sick and throwing up and vomiting. And everyone's like, yeah, she's sick. I'm like, aren't you guys she's scared fine. She might have coronavirus? Anyone?
No, this is Jersey. They don't give a fuck.
They don't.
Coronavirus probably has a hit out on it. Like, they ain't afraid of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, just take care of it, eh? So what? Who cares?
Yeah, so what, huh? So then Jennifer shows up and everyone's there. And then Dolores decides to go downstairs from the top deck. So they have to take this like steep staircase. She goes, all right, you know what? I don't want you to see my big ass, but you know what? It's there. So enjoy. Enjoy. Okay.
Yeah. Also, you just got that thing put in. Of course you want them to see it. Okay.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Not like you just had COVID gain. You literally paid for that ass.
That's right.
So then... they're talking about how Teresa, someone says, Marge is like, you know what? We should go away because Jackie's going to be 44 years old. We should go somewhere. And who says I would go to Glenmere Mountain? Teresa, who says
someone,
that?
Someone is like, why don't we? I think it might have been Emily, actually, who said, like, let's go to Glenmere Mansion. And then all of a sudden it's like becomes all about Glenmere Mansion, which I think I misspelled my name here. By the way, sorry.
Glenmere Mansion. So Teresa's like, I went there on a date. And Marge's like, oh, so you're finally admitting that you went on a date? I'm thrilled. And she's like, yeah. Jen goes, did he tell you where he was taking you on the date? Did you just show up at Glenmere Mansion? And she's like, no, it was a surprise. Like, he sent a driver for me. I mean, this guy, like, every time I get together with him, I got flowers. I'm like, this guy is... totally gonna make you sign so much paperwork, yeah. Teresa. This I do not trust this at all.
I don't.
This guy is on his way to fucking you over. Please don't sign anything.
I just don't trust like the hot and heavy. Come on, right? Like I don't trust the guy who just comes on with like a million gifts and lavish things, and then he just comes on strong, and then like. once he's got you, it's like, good luck, enjoy this. I just feel like they're all the guys who do that are basically Rob from Below Deck Med, as long as we're talking about Below Deck Med. That's what I always think it is. You come on strong with a charm attack, and then you're like,
Well, consistently you see this man in one place. I mean, you see him all over the place, but like consistently you see them in one place. Lifetime. They're the motherfuckers who act one are like this. Act two, you start suspecting them. Act three, you got to kill the motherfucker three times because he won't even die. Being pushed down the stairs, stabbed in the face, shot through the gut, strangled with a garden hose. I mean, you can't kill him. Okay.
There's another place you find them, which is in Lindsay Hubbard's past. Okay. And so, like, if this is someone that would date Lindsay Hubbard, so, like, basically comes on strong with a helicopter ride. And then disappointment after that. So, you know.
Yeah.
We've all seen it.
So we hear the story of how Teresa met this guy. She's like,
our first date was a walk. Okay, this is what happened. I was walking one day and I was like really depressed because I was missing my dad. And I said, Mama, Papa, send me a guy. And then on the street where I said that, that's why I met the guy, all right? Because Rosanna called me to go walk on the Jersey Shore, and we was walking, and he was at the Shore House, and then he waved it at me. And then, like, I was so shy, but then we were like, whoa, yeah, yeah. And I was like, I hope he didn't see me.
What the fuck is this story? Okay, so Teresa is walking with Rosanna, okay?
Yeah, of Rosanna and Rosanna.
Of Roseanne and Rosanna. Who knows what happened to poor Roseanne, okay? She's stuck at home cleaning or something. So Teresa's walking with Rosanna. They see a guy. They say hi. And then they start freaking out because he's cute. And then they walk up to him. And then he recognizes her from TV and then pulls out a stack of papers for her to sign for timeshares.
Yeah. Okay? Romantic. Also, let's be honest. Teresa probably walks down every single street saying,
Mama, Mama, Papa, send me a guy, please. Okay, no one on this street. Let's go to the next one. Mama, Papa, send me a guy. Oh, it's a mailman. Doesn't count. Mama, Papa, send me a guy.
She probably did that for a year before she finally found this guy.
And Dolores is like, oh, yeah. So you were like, wow, he's so hot. She's like,
yeah. We was jumping up and down like little girls. And then you know what? Then we took it very, very slow.
How is that taking it slow? You see a dude standing outside. You say hi, start screaming and yelling and jumping up and down. Go right up to him. And you know you banked him. I mean, give me a break. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Very soon after.
It was the Jersey Shore. Like, it was literally the Jersey Shore. You guys went into the crawl space and banged. Okay. So don't tell me that you're taking it very, very slow, okay? And Margaret's like, you know what? Now that we're letting the cat out of the bag, just admit it. You're getting the pussy fed. Okay, that was for you, Joan. Little cat pussy. Okay, it's great. It's in the book.
All right, you know, but Fred says this choppy sea, so we're going to go on the water later. I'm like, I know. Fred just told him that. So Dolores, they keep talking about the guy and how Melissa was really good and lied for Teresa. And she's like,
yeah, you know what? You just don't want to tell anybody at first in it, but then you said Glenby and Mansion, and it seemed appropriate in it because that's what he took me on to date it. All right?
What do you do at Glenmere Mansion? You know what? I don't even care. So then Dolores, I'm like, I don't care.
We'll find out.
I've now opened up the floodgates. Yeah. So Dolores is like, she's like, you know what? I don't think she's being honest with how much she really likes this guy. You know what I'm saying? Look at Frankie over there. He doesn't even know. Hey, Frankie, you hear about Teresa dating a new guy? Ma, what do I got to find out about this in Crossing? Huh, Ma? Why in Crossing?
So we get to the book. Marge starts talking about her book, which we got a copy of. Oh yeah, very happy. I don't have it up here, but I will be reading this book. Where is it? It's downstairs. Did you get yours, Ben?
I do. I have it over here. You want me to pull it out? Hold on.
Yeah, let's read some pages from it.
Okay.
Let's see what Ghostwriter Emily's got up his sleeve.
Okay, hold on.
That's what I say we're gonna do. Okay. So you know what? We get this book from Marge, you know, and I said, what is this? It's wrapped in gold. I've never seen gold wrapping like that in my life.
Oh my God, Ben's it came back with beautiful gold wrapping. Okay. By the way, it also has an inscription. It says, keep living the dreams. No one does Marge better than you. XOXO. The real Marge. Thanks, Marge.
Okay. Actually, I'm really offended. So thanks a lot. I'm taking my book back to the store and getting a refund. Because mine did not say I do the best, Marge. Yours said you do the best, Marge. Mine says, like, Ronnie, caviar and dreams, no caviar for you. Marge. The fuck does that mean?
Nobody
does. Was that like the coupon code Piggy or what? Okay. Yes.
Okay, I'm just opening up a random page. Okay, this is chapter 4, Garmental Girl. Okay? Okay. In my senior year of college, I met an Italian rugby player, Luca. What I liked about Luca was that he was sexy and manly. He was actually a Marine for a while. He was also smart, very well read, older, and knew how to make iced coffee, Joe. I added that last part. I had a thing for older men, okay? Being mature beyond my years. I was used to being around adults. I didn't have patience for people who were pedantic, okay? Jennifer, you'll have to look up that word later, okay? So I didn't need shallow conversation. The problem was, I later found out that Luca was totally nuts, controlling, and emotionally abusive. A real fucking asshole. Oh, did I just come to the... I think I'm at the chapter. I feel like I'm actually at the
God, chapter. You picked like the most depressing chapter ever, man. Thanks a lot. Yeah, no, jeez.
Okay, well, I'm going to move forward. Okay. Okay. Here's one. This is from page 161. I don't even know the context. Okay. I did the math, and 5% of a few million dollars a year, in addition to money up front, sounded like a cakewalk to me, in comparison to running my own factory and dealing with screaming bar mitzvah mothers who didn't get their centerpieces in time. This was just what I needed. I didn't have to make anything. I just had to help design it and then collect my percentage. I was thinking, what's wrong with this deal? Nothing. So I was like, a table for four at Budokan, extra lobster, fried rice, please. Thank you. Thank you. That was an excerpt from Caviar Dreams, a tuna fish budget.
The Ghost Rider's like, ooh, nailed it.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Guys, wait a second. There are some pictures. This is so meta. Look at what there's a picture of. Wait, let me. Do you see?
Let's see. The boat. Oh, my God. They're on the boat right now. It's this image of them on the boat.
There's a picture of, in the book, there's a picture. It says, there's a picture from this episode. She's reading to them from the book in this episode, and there's a picture of this episode in the book. It's like the snake eating its own tail. Okay, it's just like blue Lexi's mind. Blue Lexi's mind. Look at her. She's on the ground.
Oh. Okay, so she reads the chapter about the boss that she slept with, and basically she starts with, "There's a man that hired me. Let's call him Dick." All right. And she talks about how he lured her back to his apartment, and he pressed his namesake against me, and she panicked, and she felt like she had no choice. And, you know, I know that you're all probably thinking that I'm a slut, but I'm thinking I can't say no, you know, and I knew it was wrong, but I was an adult, you know, and it turns out he wasn't just a dick. He was also an asshole.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's Luca.
So she finishes. Yeah, she finishes, and she just looks at Jen like, well, now what do you have to say about yourself, stupid face? And Jen's like, whoa. And Dolores is like, yeah, you know what? In that moment, you just don't want to make the man feel bad. It's so sad. She goes, yeah, because you could lose your job. And Jen's like, well, that's a very different tone, you know, than the first time you told it. You know, because the first time, I just heard you slept with your boss to get ahead. So sorry about that. Sorry.
Like, she literally never even said that. She never said, here's what I did. To get ahead in life, I just slept my way to the top. She was like, I slept with my boss. She's like, it was uncomfortable, but I did it.
Sorry, all I heard you say was that you were a big slut and you liked it, huh?
It's like, what, Jen?
Yeah. And so Jen tells us that she didn't really understand the story was about Marge feeling powerless, you know, and she says, obviously I was wrong, right? So she's like, well, obviously, Marge, I'm telling you, I processed it that way. And she's, well, maybe you have a processing issue then, okay? And she's like, well, maybe you have a presentation issue.
And Margaret's like, you know what, I think you just don't read things correctly, okay? Like the other night, you were on Instagram, okay? You were doing Instagram Live and talking about nanny to help out. I mean, like, this is a time when people are worried about getting the second stimulus check, and you're complaining that you can't find help. I mean, you're really tone deaf, okay?
Yeah, and she's like, well, who cares about that? I don't have to beat to anyone's drum but my own, baby. You know what? If you don't like my music, turn down the channel, bitch.
Now, here's a sample of my music.
And Marge goes, you know, but it's the tone. Okay, it's the tone. She goes, well, it is my tone. And Lexi goes, I just think that you don't know how to read your.
Hey, mister, you don't understand how to read your talk.
So, Jen's like,
you know what? This all stems from you making comments about me being a sloppy drunk, huh? Listen, my kids are homeschooled in a giant home, and it's a huge house, and I can't handle all the cleaning, and my parents are going at each other, and I'm like a referee in one of those sports ball games. So what if I want to unwind a little bit and loosen myself up, you know, a little bit of booze? I really don't think I should be judged for it, baby.
Yeah, she's like, and this conversation started with an apology attempt, okay? And you cut me off.
And she's like, listen, I said, after hearing your story, like, I feel bad, and I really am sorry for how I handled it. And Marge's like, oh, okay, but thank you. Okay, thank you. I accept. And it's like, geez. And Jackie goes, let's get back to that part about tearing apart your family. What's tearing your family apart? She's like, oh my God, I'm on the verge of saying something to my mom that might be the catalyst of her never speaking to me again. She's very mean to my dad. I mean, she felt abused in the marriage, but you know what's really going to hurt her? When I tell her, I've never liked your baklava, mama.
Mama. Mama, I don't like your baklava. This is part of my music, too. Mama, don't need your baklava. Got a pastry by myself. Don't need your honey follow.
So Dolores goes, oh, so does she just feel like you're betraying her if you're nice to him or what? Oh, I get it. I get it. You know, when my mom felt betrayed, one day I went grocery shopping for her, and I said, Ma, open the fridge. She opened it. There were no cookies. There were apples. She cried for 3 weeks.
Okay. And then the next day, I came over. I said, look, Ma, they're cookies. But it was a trick. There were actually crackers in the shape of cookies. It's a miracle we're even still talking.
And Ghost Emily's like, would you like to write a book about that, honey?
So basically Jennifer's like, she wants to do something social for her mom because she thinks her mom is depressed. And so she decides to invite all the girls over for a Turkish tea party. And they're saying this is good too, because since Jackie's mom and Jackie's dad don't live together, that way Jennifer's mom could like realize it's like not such a crazy thing. She doesn't have to be embarrassed. And Dolores's mom also doesn't live with her dad. So they're like excited.
I love the cast of Jersey Mothers. I just love this. All the moms are like, fuck that. I'm not living with your father. What a pig. I'll stay married to him though.
Yeah, pretty much. So Margaret's like, you know what? Let's just move forward. Now, life is too short, okay? And in your case, it's short and stupid, all right? So let's just, no time for grudges, all right?
Yeah, and so they pass a boat of guys, and they're like, hi, you want to date Teresa? And Emily goes, I wrote a lot of books for this boat.
A lot of dumb books. And I've also read a lot of dumb proposals, and thank God that Melissa isn't here, because you should have seen what Joe Goga submitted to me. Wow.
I've never seen a sentence with more periods.
Oh, did you see see Joe Gorga's latest inspiration today, Ronnie?
Oh, this has been brought to you by the Joe Gorga Inspirational Account.
All right,
Instagram.
I'm gonna pull it up. It's really, really inspirational, this one. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
It's a picture of him in a tank top with his sexy muscles. And it goes, sex with no passion sucks. Kissing with no passion sucks. Conversation with no passion sucks. Career with no passion sucks. Life with no passion sucks. That's it, everyone. Just a collection of things without passion that suck. That's it. And his
things
caption,
that suck.
Things that suck. A list of things that don't lead anywhere with no passion sucks.
Hair in the drain sucks. All right. Here's another one. He goes, did you know? He's like in a muscle tee, like a long sleeve, really tight muscle shirt. And I think it's cold outside because his nipples are like saying hi. And he's wearing dog tags and he's just looking very serious at the camera. And it says, did you know that some people hate you because somebody lied to them about you?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Did you know that? I love that he asked that question. Like, did you know?
Did you know that?
Someone lied. Did you know that someone
so bad it's good with Ryan Bailey? Ryan Bailey wrote, I did know this.
Speaking of the Gorgas, we go over now to Melissa. We're after the boat ride. I'm sad because I think this was the yacht where Dolores took a photo in front of the oil refinery off of Long Island Sound there. But we go over to Melissa, and she's now cooking. She's cooking, and Jackie's coming over because Melissa apparently tested negative for COVID. So she just had a classic sickness, which is so funny that forget that we can actually get that too. So so Jackie comes on over, and I don't know why I never noticed it. Maybe it's new, but right in the foyer, like right when you open the door to the Gorgas, there's like a Sheena Shea family, like unframed family portrait of the Gorgas just right there, like straight out of JCPenney promo code Piggy, right there, you know?
It was a big and tall picture for JCPenney. Yeah, big and tall.
Not saying they're piggies, by the way. Callback.
So Melissa is, I like how Melissa tells her dog, because the dog won't stop barking. She's like, Nika, get a grip, which is so funny. Like, it's so funny how you get dogs to stop doing things. I always yell at Bueller, like, shut up, I'm gonna fucking murder you. They're gonna find you in a dumpster outside of a bowling alley if you bark one more goddamn time. And he just keeps barking and barking. And finally I started going, oh my god, Bueller, thank you. And he'd be like, like that's all he needs. He's like, I'm doing this for you, okay? What do you think, I'm doing this for me? I'm doing this for you, papa, all right?
That's all I wanted.
So now I say, good boy, Bueller. You're doing a great job. And he's like, yeah. And then he just wags his tail and stays quiet. That's all he needs. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, listen, everyone on Bravo knows that if you want to get on another season, you got to bark a little bit. So Jackie's telling Melissa about the yacht and everything. And then, well, actually, I'm sorry. What happens is Melissa goes, oh, my God, tell me about the yacht. I want to know everything. And also, last night I had date night with Joe at Rails. Let me talk about Joe instead. I was like, do you want to hear about the yacht? You're just talking about Joe now.
Yeah, she just moved right over into Joe. And she's like, you know, like he feels like I'm putting him at the bottom of the totem pole when I, you know, when I'm working so hard. I'm like, okay, we can drop this now. Nobody's buying this, Melissa. And she's like, you know, but then I'm scared to have in-depth conversations with him because we start to argue. I mean, you know, everyone makes agreements at the beginning of a marriage. Oh, Jackie says that. She's like, everyone agrees to have, you know, everyone makes agreements at the beginning of a marriage, you know. At the beginning, we agreed to have two kids, but then I wanted another one, so we had to agree to that, okay? You know, I said he agreed that he wanted to start working out in a different town where nobody gives me any information from, and I agreed. That's how marriage works.
And okay? I agreed I would protect his reputation at all costs because he works in the highly respectable realm of finance where everyone has wonderful reputations.
Only honest people there.
Only honest people. So, finance.
Yeah, they talk about this, but I'm still not really buying the storyline. So Jackie, of course, we start talking about Tree, and she's like, "What? How could you keep such a secret from us? You're supposed to tell me in March everything." And she's like, "I was sworn to secrecy." So they basically talk about this Teresa thing, and Jackie's trying to get information out of Melissa, and Melissa is not giving her really anything. But Melissa also doesn't really care. She's like, we're here to talk about my pretend storyline with my husband. Yeah. Like, why? Can I get away from a Teresa storyline for once in my goddamn life?
Yeah, I mean, basically, they just conclude that they just want Teresa happy because when she's not happy, she's a monster. So, but the joke's on them because when Teresa's happy, she's also a monster. Okay?
Yeah.
So then, speaking of barking dogs, we're at Marge's house, and the dog is barking. Bella, what are you barking at? What's going on here? Okay, you're like Bueller or something like that. Okay. So Marge Sr. comes over, and you know what's funny, Ronnie? And was this like Marge's fourth season? I have never noticed that Marge Sr. has an accent. I never noticed that she has a Hungarian accent but it was only, what, like an episode or two ago where Margaret said that her mother was an immigrant from Hungary. And now all I could hear was a Hungarian accent. I was like, I never noticed it before. Am I crazy?
I usually don't hear it either because she has such a you know, interesting voice anyway. Yeah,
she talks like this.
Yeah,
like this, all I could hear was like the sounds like that. Well, you know, Margaret, you know, I was like, to me, she's had like full on Eastern European this week. I was like, how did that happen? Did I just notice it? Is her accent coming on stronger? It's probably a Ben thing, right?
No, I heard it this week too, and I don't normally hear it either. No. So they go into the little sitting room in the front, which has just been done. And she's like, what do you think about the sitting room, Mom? Do you like it? You know, it's got shelves, the objects, the art.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want a coffee?
It's very
fancy.
Iced
coffee, Mom? Okay. Iced coffee? Okay. Just so you know, if you say no to the iced coffee, it once again proves that you've been a very bad mother to me. Okay. You're just not like all the other moms. All right. Fine. Have it like.
So they start talking. Object art. So they start talking about the book, and the mom's like, Marge, I know the things you did in high school because you told me, but I didn't know about the sexual harassment. You didn't tell me about that. And she's like, yeah, you know what, Mom? I didn't want you to feel shame for it or feel responsible for it, all right? You know, I just didn't want to blame you, Mom. I mean, I do blame you, but I didn't want it to seem like that in the book because it comes off as a little harsh, okay?
Yeah. And they start, they're talking about it, and she was saying she was afraid to say anything because it was her dream job, and you know, like, and Marge Sr. is saying how she was sort of, you know, she felt bad because, you know, she felt like she just wasn't the mom that Margaret wanted, like where Margaret's saying how she felt like her mom was counting on her more than she counting on the mom, and so, you know, Marge Sr. felt really bad that Marge Jr. felt safe, you know, and, you know, Marge's like, don't cry about it. I mean, you feel guilty. What's wrong with it? Don't cry about it. Okay, you're not a traditional mother. Who cares? You went out, you got boned, you know, every single week, and you had a great time, okay? You know, I envy that.
Yeah. And so they have a good conversation where the mom's like, I'm so sorry, you know, and she's like, so then they both cry. It's actually a really cute scene.
It is nice.
And the mom's like, listen, my personal relationship sucked. Like, I couldn't give you advice, and I'm sure you couldn't come to me for advice because of that, and I'm really sorry. And she's like, but you know what? You made up for it. Look at you now. You know, you're fantastic. Yeah. Okay. And then they, you know, hug, and it's all cry.
Yeah, basically like, look, just cute. We didn't have any food in the fridge, but we had makeup everywhere. It was very glamorous, okay? I learned to live like a model very early on. No food, lots of makeup, pick up smoking when I'm 3 years old. Okay, it was great.
You know what? If I ever have a cookbook like Teresa, my first recipe is lipstick with mustard on it. You know what? better than you would think. Okay.
So now, a nice cringy scene where Melissa brings Antonia to Envy, which has already gotten us cringing. It's like, oh gosh, an Envy scene. So she brings Antonia to Envy, and we watch Antonia try on all these different looks, which is exciting. And
Antonia is a teenager on this show, so she's like, you want to try this on?
Yeah, Antonia's not having it. And at one point she's like, what, you only want these pants? This has a matching set. You don't want the whole matching set? And Antonia's like, are you crazy? Who wears sets? You just know Paige DeSorbo was like, well, it's funny that you say that because I'm actually not wearing a set, but it's meant to look like a set, so I can't tell if I should be angry with you or co-signing what you're saying. Either way, I got a pass.
So Melissa's like, you know what? We're going to have to talk about sex now. I'm like, okay, why are we pretending that you've never, maybe you have never talked to her about sex, but all you and your husband do is talk about sex.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she's well aware of what's coming for her. Okay.
Yeah.
If anything, she's like expecting a dude to have his finger up her butthole, like in the kitchen at all times, because that's what yours does. So yeah. I don't think any of your kids need to know any more about sex, okay?
No.
They've been overexposed, okay?
And Antonia, she is like, not only is this an awkward conversation to have with your parent, but it's also on TV, and she is full on mortified. And Melissa is just like, okay, well, you haven't had sex, right? Yeah, I mean, your cousin said you have. And she's like, oh my God, why are you talking to my cousins about it? They tell me information because I'm a cool mom. I guess that's what it is. I'm just so young. I just look like I'm 14. I guess that's what it is. Stop it, Mom.
Yeah. So then we go over to Jen and Jen's mom. Jen's mom's cooking, and she's making the tabbouleh with the bulgur. And the mom's like, you know, she said, "Mom, don't worry, it's going to be fun. All the moms are going to come." And she's like, "If the other moms weren't coming, I would not be coming to this."
Yeah.
She's like, "Ah, well, they are, Mama." And then the dad's like, "She loves to cook. Shut up, stupid." Like, pans go flying across the kitchen.
He's just sitting there at that table. I don't know if he's actually moved from that table. I'm actually not convinced that he ever went to Turkey, because he's just sitting there, you know, like his head is like at the table and his arms are like above it. He's like, "She loves to cook. Yes." So, so they're cooking and everything, and she's like, "Mom, go put on a belly shirt. Don't wear your belly shirt." She's like, "What's wrong with my belly? I like my belly." And he's like, "Ah."
So then, let's see. Teresa arrives, and Jennifer's like, "Hey, Trey, you look great wearing black and white stripes. Love the homage to prison, baby. So come on in. You want some of wine? I don't know if I'm going to have some wine. You know, I really don't drink that much."
Even Tree picks up on this. She's like, "Huh?"
Teresa's face, she's just like, blink, 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 blink. "You don't drink too much?"
I just don't drink during the day, and this was my party. It reminds me of Bullets Over Broadway, where Diane Weiss is like, "Well, I've been doing great. I haven't had a drink since New Year's." Like, "Chinese New Year's?" "Yes, but that was 2 days ago."
So she's like, "Yeah, well, during the day, you know, who would do that?" It's like, then we see the clips of her wasted. Yeah. In the daytime. That was actually in the daytime. So Olivia comes downstairs dressed like...
she's going like, to the ball.
Blue cocktail dress, yes, and gold high heels, and bright red lipstick and a Madonna glove, like a netted Madonna glove.
And she's ready for all the hugs. She just walks in with her hands out. Like, her hands are up and out, and she's just, like, literally just, like, ready for a hug from anyone she sees. She's like, "I'm here, and I'm adorable, so I deserve to be hugged. Okay, who's first?" She literally just has the hands out. Like, she hasn't even met some of these moms, and she's just like, "Here I am, your little angel."
Yeah, she's so cute.
She's so gross. She's had such an amazing arc. Her first season, she was, like, a terror. The second season, she decided that she wanted to be an angel, and now she's somewhere in the middle, and it's perfect.
Yeah. So all the ladies start arriving, and Jackie and her mom are walking up the driveway, and Jackie's like, "It's like the Taj Mahal. The Taj Mahal had a huge mortgage and looked like a mall. It's the Taj Mahal, Mom." And she's like, "Ah, ha, ha." They're like cracking up. And so Dolores comes with her mom, and she walks in, and she's like, "Oh my God, this house is insane. Do you get lost in your own house?" And she's like, "Come on, Ma. My mom says it's not a mall. There's no stores, all right?" Oh no, what happened?
I don't know.
I lost you.
But I'm here, Ronnie. I'm here. I lost you. I lost...
But there's no video.
Oh, he's coming back.
Oh, here I am.
This is great content for the people.
I was booted. Sorry, guys. On these Crappens on Demand days, we can't even edit it out because it's... I mean, we can in the audio, but
yeah,
we can't on the video. So sorry you had to deal with that.
I think there was some weird connection thing because you actually look a lot sharper now that you're back.
Since you've been gone. That's good. Your connection got better. Baby, more my music.
Okay, so, So Dolores walks in with her mom, and she's like, "So, Ma, is this something or what? And I'm not just talking about my giant ass. Don't look at it, everyone. Look, she thinks it's a mall. No stores in here, Ma. No stores. No, not even a Mrs. Fields."
Oh, that's too bad.
Jennifer is like, "I'm serving turkey tea on a tray because this is how I used to do it as a little girl. My parents would have people over and I'd serve it on a tray." She's like, yeah, I did that too. I did it. I had a tray, all right? I would do it. I did it too. Yeah, but then my hands would shake. Oh, yeah, but I had a tray to do it and I would hold the tray, all right? But mine had espresso. Yeah, so it's shaking. I serve it. I did that.
Trey went up.
Okay, Teresa.
By the way, it makes the most sense ever that Jennifer carried a little tray around, because Jennifer is basically one of those cigarette, you know, waitresses from like a nightclub in the 20s. Like,
"Hey, why not? Starbucks, Cracker Jacks, baby. Hey, big boy, you want a cigarette before the jazz starts playing?"
She basically is from Bullets Over Broadway, now that I think about it.
So someone's like, oh my goodness, Olivia, look at you. Look at those shoes. And she goes, they're Michael Kors, baby.
Just the way she just leaps at that brag is amazing.
So she's like, just like her mother. My gosh.
Jennifer's like, I think you should go upstairs and do your homework. She goes, I hate homework. I like fashion.
For a minute, they're talking, and Teresa goes,
hey, Olivia, you got to keep your legs closed.
I was like, jeez, oh my God, what is this episode? They're just going to like lecture every single kid about sex ed, but she meant like cross your legs. Yeah. It's just how Teresa phrases things. I was like, God. Yeah. So she goes to do her homework, and she just, the way she shuffles out of there is so funny. It's like Mae West. It's like someone rang the doorbell at Mae West's house. She's just like,
I'll be back, baby. Just come to the door, baby.
So Melissa's telling everyone that she had the sex talk with Antonia, and then Josephine is Jennifer's mother, is like, she's like, oh, my mother never talked to me about something like that, especially in my time in Turkey, which was robbed from me. Yes, you are that. I see you still at the table.
Yeah. And Jackie's like, you know what? All the boys in school, you have to talk, because the boys, even the nice boys, all they really want is a blowjob in the back of the car, which is why I still hate blowjobs. And they all start laughing. By the way, Jackie is wearing a weird hair hat on her head. Like, what is she wearing on her head? It's like made of hair. Yeah, it's like made of hair. It was a hat, right?
A hat of hair. It was right in line with Jersey. It was a perfect New Jersey hat hair. I mean, I've heard of hat hair before, crazy. But I've never heard of hat hair before.
Hair hat. Yeah,
hair hat.
So they all start cracking up, and then Jen uses her line that she loves so much. She's like, they don't call it a blowjob for nothing, baby.
Yeah, she loves that. So original, too. So Teresa's like, oh my God, Jennifer's mother's going to have a heart attack. And Josephine's like, no, I don't mind. It's fine. And Teresa's like, yeah, I never talk like that with my mom either. And Dolores goes, I always say terrible things to my mom. I'm like, hey, Ma, I was out banging a guy all last night. Huh, Ma? Yeah, did he give you a cookie afterwards? No, Ma.
Dump him. Did he touch your cookies? Yeah, well, he did, actually. Love him. Bring him home to meet me.
Hell, hold on a second, Ma. Frankie's blowjob bell just rang. Let me go check and see if they need any warm milk or anything like that. Or a fresh towel.
Okay, give him a cookie. I will never forget Frankie's blowjob bell. Oh, my God. Okay, so then Teresa gets upset. She's like, you know what, Annie? I feel uncomfortable with this. And this part gets really sad.
It was
because
really
sad. It must be really hard because her mom died not that long ago, and then she's at this mother-daughter event, and all the mothers are like, ha, 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 remember this? Like,
yeah,
fun thing from mother-daughter youth time. And so she got really upset and had to leave.
It was actually really, really sad. I was actually surprised by how much I was actually moved by it, because I'm rarely moved by Teresa, but I was moved by it, and I was really, really sad. And the thing that was weird is that, like, she was leaving. Everyone understood. Everyone's crying for her, especially Donna. I love Donna, Melissa's mom. She's crying. She's like, I loved her. But they're all, and she's like, I gotta go. And then they started rolling the credits over it. And then she gets into her car and it's like, to be continued. And I was like, why is this a to be continued? Like, there's nothing, like, I'm not in any suspense. She's having a very human emotional reaction. Like, I don't think this needs to be teased out to be like,
it was a weird use of TBC. I was like, we're all just like hanging on threads, like, you know, to see Teresa cry in the back of a car next week.
I can't wait. I'm counting down the moments till I see her have more of a very emotional introspective moment. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was odd, but it was, removing that, it was actually, I thought it was like very emotional. And you know what was really cool, before we wrap this up, on this note, my friend, she got a note from Parachute. Remember Parachute? The Parachute,
of course,
you know, the sheets.
And the sheets,
they sent an email out and they said, listen, as Mother's Day and Father's Day comes out, we know this is actually a difficult time for many people. So if you want to be excluded from Mother's Day and Father's Day promotional emails, let us know. And I thought that was actually such a lovely thing for a company to do. So just made me think of that. And I don't know why. I don't know why I felt like sharing that on the podcast, but it was on my mind.
Well, someone nice. Might want to tell Parachute Sheets that I'm terrified of fucking bunnies, okay? Because I really didn't appreciate that email either this year. But that scene with Teresa was really sad. Smudla, Teresa. So that was sad. It was a sad ending, but, you know, fun episode still. Love the
yeah,
show.
It still was. It was, yeah, really good. We're going to be back tomorrow with the Summer House season finale, which is probably going to be very hilarious. So amazing. Go check that out. That will also be Crapids on Demand. And also come see our live recap of Roni, which will be in May. So go to our website for all that information. And in the meantime, Roni, love seeing your face.
Oh, man. Love you guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Let's Run Some Errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, Cease and Desisto.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthew sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Coutar. We love you guys.